Join us this week for Take It Outside as we explore 10 unique spots to enjoy the natural Ozarks. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Commerce Trust Company, Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, and Carnahan, Evans, Cantwell, and Brown.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Moore. To kick off our series, we're hitting the road, and we're taking you with us to the hills of thick oak and pine forest in the Peck Ranch Conservation Area, home to Missouri's wild elk population. The nearly 24,000 acres of Peck Ranch are in rural Shannon and Carter counties. That's in south central Missouri. And if you're driving from Springfield like we are, you should plan for 2.5 hours of driving just to get there. My navigator is my teenage daughter, but we realize after entering Shannon County that we don't have any cell phone reception. That renders our cell phones and GPS apps pretty much useless. So, like I'm sure all of you are quick to do, we stop and ask for directions. A woman inside a small restaurant along Highway 60 kindly sends us on our way, and she also tells us she doubts we'll see any elk since the weather is still so warm. We make one more stop, this time for a sandwich at Flossie's Apple Barrel, a down-home restaurant in Winona. Tanya Needles, who works there, talks about Peck Ranch with a sort of reverence.
I moved here when I was about 13, and I can remember going there ever since I moved here. So I had family that actually lived on the Peck Ranch Road. And as a child, you know, that's where we would go on a Friday or a Saturday evening. You know, we'd all load up in the pickup and go down there and look at the deer and stuff. There wasn't elk then. But now, you know, we love to take the grandkids, and even my kids are teenagers, and they love to go down there. So.
And you've seen the elk?
Oh, yes, we have. We have lots of pictures on our phone and stuff that we've took of them. So some of them are great big, and, you know, some of them are little bitty. So,
well, we're headed out there, so do you think we'll have a good chance of seeing them tonight?
Oh, I think you will, definitely.
In 1945, the Missouri Department of Conservation purchased Peck Ranch for wild turkey management. For many people here, it's a cherished, almost sacred place where families have gone for generations of picnicking, hunting for both recreation and sustenance, and wildlife viewing. When we arrive and meet elk biologist Aaron Hildreth with the Missouri Department of Conservation, the sun is low in the sky. Hildreth tells me elk were only reintroduced to the Show Me State starting in 2011.
And the reason we reintroduced elk to Missouri is they are a native species.
But as Europeans moved west in the young United States, that resource was hit by unregulated market hunting. And by the late 1800s, the eastern subspecies of elk was completely killed off across the country. There are an estimated 175 elk roaming these hills and glades, he says. Missouri's population has nearly doubled since the elk arrived, despite a severe drought in 2012 and a significant number of deaths from brain worm, also known as meningeal worm. We hop in his truck and drive past a sign that reads Elk Viewing Tour.
It's amazing that there are still so many Missourians that don't know about the free-ranging, you know, reintroduced elk that are here in the state, and it's such a great opportunity for them to come out and see, you know, such a cool animal in the wild in their state.
Now, you describe them as free-ranging. I've seen a lot of fences, but these elk can roam beyond Peck Ranch, right?
Correct, yeah. There are no fences that hold these elk back. They have free reign to go wherever.
We come to a gate. Now, the general public can continue on foot beyond this point, but their vehicles can't. A few moments past that gate, Hildreth slows down as we come around a curve. Then we see a sight that leaves us speechless. A huge herd of dozens of elk are resting in an open meadow near the woods. Hildreth grabs a clipboard and a pencil.
And are you jotting down the types and ages?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just going through and trying to figure out, yeah, the different sexes and ages. In this case, there are very few, at least, antlered males. Many of the calves are probably male. But so with the cows, then I'm trying to decide, is it an adult or is it a yearling?
He counts a total of 57. Initially, I only see one small antlered male among this large herd, but Hildreth spots a tree moving and picks up his binoculars.
If you'll notice, there's the tall pine tree close to the road. There's an animal that's in the woods behind that. Yeah. That's currently this herd bull.
Okay.
So he's in there creating a rub right now. So he's using his antlers and rubbing the bark and branches on a tree.
To mark his territory or what?
Yeah. Right now I only see one yearling male. Right now we're still early in the breeding season, and so some of the more dominant older males have yet to move back into the area. And as the cows get closer to peak estrus, then those males will move in and likely displace this bull. And they'll also probably divide this group of elk. This is a really large harem right now, and as we get closer to that peak of breeding, they'll start breaking up into smaller groups.
And just as he says that, as if on cue, the large herd bull emerges from the trees and walks slowly but directly to the smaller antlered bull. You can almost feel the tension. A small skirmish ensues, and the smaller bull retreats up the hill.
The branch antlered bull, so the older bull just ran, you know, a yearling male off. Again, as we get closer to breeding season, the dominant bull of the harem is going to be more protective of that group, and they're going to try to run off any inferior males.
One reason for bringing the elk here is to bring back a native species. Another reason is to provide wildlife viewing and hunting opportunities for Missourians, which could come as early as next year. And in these parts of the Ozarks, there are really two main generators of income, timber and ecotourism. And that ecotourism often drops off when the weather gets cold. But elk viewing and eventually hunting could be a year-round draw. In 2016, the department conducted a regional study of how much money came to this region as a result of the tourists seeking Peck Ranch and Current River elk viewing tours.
So we looked at just the value of visitors who came looking for elk on those two driving tours in 2016, and it was roughly a $1.3 million economic impact.
And since this is public land, people are encouraged to visit it. The refuge is open to the public year-round, although the driving tour is closed during the November portion of the deer firearm season and also during managed deer and turkey hunts. There are accessible deer blinds for people who use a wheelchair. The refuge portion makes up about half of the nearly 24,000 acres of Peck Ranch. There are campsites at Peck Ranch, and there's a trailhead here for the Ozark Trail. After dark, a couple of raccoons cross the road. During our brief time at Peck Ranch, we also see over a dozen wild turkeys, a bobcat, and too many deer to count. Aaron Hildreth says it's important to remember that all of the wildlife here are wild animals, and they're unpredictable. He says hikers who encounter the elk should give the animals an extra wide berth and enjoy the view from a distance.
And again, remember, that big mature bull could be 800 pounds. And we're also during that, you know, the breeding season, or we're nearing that breeding season, where they're even more unpredictable.
Elk are known for their distinct, otherworldly sounding call. It's referred to as bugling.
By the time we get into the first and second week of October, you can hear bugling a pretty good chunk of the day, and then we'll even have lingering bugles into early December.
We didn't hear any elk bugle on our time there. It was still a little early in breeding season, but we wanted you to at least hear a sample. So we'll leave you with the remarkable sound of this recording of Missouri elk bugling, courtesy of the Missouri Department of Conservation. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore in Peck Ranch, Shannon County, Missouri.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Commerce Trust Company, Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, and Carnahan, Evans, Cantwell, and Brown.